الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله وقال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والله ورسوله حق ويرضوه إن كنتم مؤمنين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن ولا ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and brothers, the world is a stage platform that has been set up for man, human beings, to pursue Allah. The world is a stage, a platform for man, human beings, to pursue Allah. Hadith Qudsi is saying, يَبْنَ Adam أُطْلُبْنِي تجدني فإن وجدتني وجدت كل شيء وأنا أحب إليك من كل شيء وإن فؤتني فاتك كل شيء. Children of Adam, Muslim, non-Muslim, seek, search and pursue Allah. Search and pursue Allah. And if you have found and gained and achieved Allah, you have gained and you achieved everything. And if you have not achieved this, then you have lost everything. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, set a precedence for the ummah to follow. That their persuasion and their effort in the worldly life became lines of the Quran. Allah qualified and Allah ticked off the iman of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala an, Allah is saying, Aminu kama aman al-nas. Bring iman, the brand of Sahaba. The kind of iman that Sahaba brought, bring that kind of iman. Allah is saying in another place, Ulaika humul mu'minun haqqa. It is they, Sahaba, Ikram, who are true believers. They fulfill the haq of iman, leaving no stone unturned in pursuing and achieving the Allah. In the old days, there should be no pens. And Allah put this ayat in the Quran. The Quran is saying, أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ. In English, you translate, it is they who Allah wrote in their hearts iman. But there were no pens. So how they were writing? On a piece of wood, they used to chisel out the alphabet and write the words like that with the chisel so you can understand. That was the old days writing at the time of Sahaba. So Allah took that and He said in the hearts of Sahaba, we chiseled out iman. Ulaika kataba fi qulubihimul iman. In their hearts, rewriting the writing of 1400 years ago, that we chiseled out iman in the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. This ayat was said when Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala an
Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَمِينٌ وَأَمِينُ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ أَبُو عُبَيْدَةٍ. Every ummah and nation has an ameen, a trustworthy person, or you say trustworthy keeper, and the one from this ummah is Abu Ubaidah. Umar radiallahu anhu, he asked the people to wish. One person said, we wish that we have so much money, we'll spend it all in the path of Allah. The other one said, we wish we have life like this and we'll give it in the path of Allah. He said, Umar, okay, what you wish? I wish a room full of men like Abu Ubaidah, because Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَمِينٌ وَأَمِينُ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ أَبُو عُبَيْدَةٍ. I wish that Allah gives me a room like the full of Abu Ubaidah, and if there was this choice, that I will make Abu Ubaidah the Khalifa after me, but it's not my choice. So, Sahaba radiallahu anhu set a precedent in how to achieve Allah, in the extent they went in achieving Allah. In this we say that, you know what, their wives became widow, their children became orphan, they lined to be poor. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, the man that had four businesses, and he came to that day that he was wearing sacks tied with buttons of thorn. Why? In pursuing Allah, in pursuing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in this, that they were stripped of what they had, and made a new dress, that Allah is saying, Akri ala Abi Bakrin as-salam, convey my salams to Abu Bakr. Convey my salam, from the arsh is coming. Convey my salams to Abu Bakr. So these people, when they did this, then also something else happened together with that. That the doors of the heavens were open. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi salam, he comes to him and he says, oh Muhammad, which is the best amongst you? So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who fought in Badr. He says, amongst us from Malaika, those who participated in Badr are the best of Malaika in the heavens as well. So sitting on the field of Badr, suddenly a wind blows, and Umar asks, what is this? He says, this is Jibreel who came with 500 malaika. Another wind blows. And then he asks, O Nabi of Allah, what is this? He says, this is Mikael who came with another 500 malaika. That Allah, the doors of the heavens open for these people, that Allah sent down malaika who never ever fight before. Allah had to teach them. He says, فَدْرِبُوا فَوْكَ الْعَنَاكِ وَدْرِبُوا مِنْهُمْ كُلَّ بَنَانٍ. You strike way above the heads, and you strike on their, what you say, fingertips. Allah is teaching Malaika how to fight. For the sake of Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala, that they attracted Allah to send down Malaika to assist them. In the battle, during the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu anhu, the first battle in Sham against the Romans, Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, with 8,000 people facing the Romans with 100,000. And suddenly what happens, that the Romans 100,000 and 8,000, you can count and you can see the measures. So 100,000 surrounded 8,000, and everyone knew that when you surround it like this, that your destruction is written and confirmed. Wasila bin Askar radiallahu anhu says that we all said, Hauna al-yawm al-mahshar. Our graves are going to be here today, looks like. Our graves are going to be here today. These are these people that they come from a background that when they see moth and they're in the midst of the battlefield, they sing poetry. So Wasila bin Askar says, that day was so terrifying and so frightening upon our heart that the words of poetry were forgotten from our tongue and mind. In the battle, in the Khilafat of Uthman radiallahu anhu, the Banu Dabba is saying, Al-Mawlu ahla indana min al-asali, nahnu Banu Dabba ashabul jamali, nahnu Banu al-mawti izil mawtu jamali. He says, death is more sweeter to us than honey. They're looking death in the eye. Hussein radiallahu anhu, Shimr is saying to him that we're going to slaughter you all today. So he looked and he smiled. Abil Moti tukhawwifuni. Are you frightening me with death? That is the name of that bridge that makes me pass and traverse to meet Allah. Abil Moti tukhawwifuni. Ali radiallahu anhu in the battle of Khaybar, he says, Ana allazi sammatni ummi haydara. Kalisi ghabatin kadihil manzara. Akilukum kayla sandara. Adribu darban yubinu al-faqara. Wa adribu bisayfi riqab al-kafara. This is who? Ali radiallahu anhu in the battle of Khaybar. He's singing poetry and he's moving front. Jafar radiallahu anhu in the battle of Muta. Enemy in front is saying there's this. Ya habbazal janna wa qtirabuha. طيبة باردة شرابها والروم روم قدنا أذابها والكافرة بعيدة نصابها علي إذ لاقيتها ضرابها. He's calling Jannat and he's enticing himself to Jannat. Abdullah bin Rawaha in the battle of Mota, he's also singing poetry and he's saying هذا ما تمنيتي فقد أوتيتي إن تفل فئلهما فقد هوديتي. This was Sahaba radiallahu anhu, that this moat is staring them in the eye, and they're moving front. But Wasila bin Askar says on this occasion that all of us forgot our poetry. And what we were saying, on the tongues of each and every one of us, we all said like this, Ya Rabba Muhammad, unsur ummata Muhammad. 8,000 people, 100,000 surrounding them, and only one word, or you say one line, Ya Rabba Muhammad, unsur ummata Muhammad. Oh, the Rabb of Muhammad, help the ummat of Muhammad. So Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that you say, I was looking into the sky, and like a sunroof, the sky gave way. And I saw 400 malaika with turbans on their head, clad white, and they all descended. And that which was a defeat, and that which we say, they surrounded us, turned into victory. For Allah's help, and for Allah's assistance, it's not a criterion for it to be the 27th night. It is not a criterion for it to be in front of the Kaaba. These were those people that Allah was forced with their actions and how they proved themselves. Allah was forced to send the malaika to help these people. So it says, we're going 1 year now, if you know more than 1 year, that we're all making dua. And 3 million people in the month of Ramadan, I'm just using this as an example to say that how the doors of the heavens are shut upon us. The 3 million people, they're all saying Amin to the dua of the Imam of the Haram on the 27th night in front of the Hajr Aswad as well. And there's still more bloodshed and bloodshed. And here we're saying, Ya Rabba Muhammad, unsur ummata Muhammad. Why? They were those people, brothers, that you know what, the nights were clean of YouTube and Facebook and Instagram. The eyes were park with haya and modesty. The stomachs were free of haram inside. The hands were free of zulm. So when they said lifted it, it came down. No matter where they stood, or no matter who they were, the help of Allah was there when this was the condition. That the nights were in sajda. Tears flowing in their eyes. The love of Allah, the greatest or primary in their heart. The sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was their mode of life. In the battle of Yarmouk, they were fighting the Romans. So it was over 300,000 Romans would say 35,000 Muslims under the command of Khalid bin Walid. So when the army went back to Hirkal, so he said, أَغْبِرُونِ أَنْ هَاوْلَاِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ, that inform me about these people you're fighting. أَلَيْسُ بَشَرًا مِسْلَكُمْ, are they not men like you? So everyone said, بَلَا هُمْ بَشَرٌ مِسْلَنَا, they're men like us. هُمْ أَكْسَرُ أَمْ أَنْتُمْ أَكْسَرُ, are you more in number or they are more in number? نَحْنُ أَكْسَرُ مِنْهُمْ فِي كُلِّ مَوَاتٍ بِأَدْعَافٍ, we are more in number at every occasion when we meet them, many, many folds. So then he asked, مَا بَالُكُمْ مُنْهَزِمِينَ, then how come you're getting defeated? قَالَ شَيْخٌ مِّنْ أُزَمَائِهِمْ, one old man from them stood up and he said, come I tell you, هُمْ يَكُومُونَ اللَّيْلِ وَيَسُومُونَ النَّهَارِ وَيُفُونَ بِالْأُهُودِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيَتَنَاسَفُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَمِنْ أَجْلِ أَنَّنَا نَشْرِبُ الْخَمْرِ وَنَزْنِي وَنُفْسِدُ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا وَنُسْكِتُ الرَّبَّ. He said, you see these people here, their nights they stand before their Allah. In the day some of them are fasting. They always keep their promise. They don't break promises. They keep to their word. They honest on their tongue. Their hands are free of zulm. They enjoy what is good. They forbid what is evil. And you see us, he says, we drink the night away. We committing zina. We make zulm on others. We fail to uplift what Allah likes. We cause corruption on the land. Hirkal, Azim al-Rum, he replies, إِن كُنْتَ صَدَقْتَنِي, if you are speaking the truth, these people will inherit what is under my feet, the Roman Empire. These people will inherit what is under my feet, the Roman Empire. Today we have reached this stage, that pleasing Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has become secondary to what? To the hits and the views and the subscriptions and all that. Even the deeni side, the religious side has become like this. How many views? How many hits? There's who's watching my status? 82 watch today. 122. Is the help of Allah with this? Or those people who are blank of this and they open the doors of the heavens? Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, read for me Quran. He says, I must read for you Quran. He says, Allah commanded to ask you to read Quran. So he says, Allahu sammani, Allah took my name from the heavens. The names were taken in the heavens while they're standing on the earth. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Jibreel alayhi salam came, he says, Allah is conveying salams to Abu Bakr. That was the heat in the heaven. How? Allah is commanding salams. He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُكْرِي وَلَا أَبِي بَكْرٍ السَّلَامِ فَأَمَرَ أَهْلَ السَّمَاءِ أَن يَتَخَلَّلَ كَتَخَلُّلِ أَبِي بَكْرٍ الْيَوْمِ. Allah has commanded all the people in the heavens to dress like Abu Bakr today. All malaika to dress like Abu Bakr when? When he was reduced to sacks. And the thorns were his buttons. The entire malaika adopted that. Ours is that, you know what? In spite of waving the flags of Palestine, we dress like United. Or we dress like so-and-so club and that. So how can Allah's help come? When the mode has shifted from Sunnat and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khadija is sitting in the room and he says, Jibreel has come and commanded to say to Khadija that Allah has conveyed salams from the arsh. Allah has conveyed salams from the arsh. This is very different from the line that is going today, that way a man picks up and in religious sphere also, He's looking at the views, and he's looking at the hits, and he's looking at the subscribing, and he's feeling that he's successful. When these people felt, when they opened the doors of the heavens, and Allah took their name, and then they felt successful. Abu Malika, he got hijacked. He was coming from Taif. He's coming with his goods, and they hijacked him. So he said to the hijackers, give me a chance to read 2 rakat salam. He said, no problem, read 2 rakat salam. He reads his 2 rakat salam. And after he completes his salah, so he says, take my goods, spare my life. He says, no, we'll take your goods and we will take your life. So as he lifted the spear, he says, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. So when he said, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, the man with his spear stopped, he went back. And it became still again. And again he lifted his spear, and he says, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. And again, out of fright and fear, he left his spear down. The third time, Abu Malika is on his, he's seated on one side. This man, again he lifts his spear to take the life of Abu Malika. And Abu Malika says, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. And suddenly a horseman with a spear, he just strikes the man. The man's body blows up into fire and is now left dead. So Abu Malika says, Man anta? Who are you? He says, I am a malaika from the 4th heaven. When you said, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, then all the doors of the heavens and the malaika, everything started rattling and shaking. And Allah asked that, who is going to see to my servant? He called my name. He called my name. So I agreed. And I called from this side that this man moved his spear. When he lifted his spear again, then again I shouted. And the third time I was there, I came now. So when Allah's help is with us, إِيَنْصُرُكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. When Allah helps you, there is no one to overpower and dominate you. And when Allah وَيَغْزُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ زَلَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ. If Allah forsakes us, then who is going to help us? Then who is going to help us? Our solution is this, that we check inside again. And we check what kind of heart we got. Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu says that, you know what, اُطْلُبْ قَلْبَكَ إِنْدَ السَّلَاسَةِ مَوَاتٍ. Search for your heart on 3 occasions. Number one, he says, in the مُجَالَسَةِ zikr, the time where Allah's name is taken. Am I feeling restless in that gathering? Am I feeling that it's taking too long? Am I content? I'm seated, I'm stable. Or what is going on? I'm shifting my legs. I'm waiting for him to finish. I'm watching the clock. The match went into extra time. Everyone watched. The TV was on. We just muted it. The azan was going. So he said, respect of azan, mute the TV, but don't miss. In the old days, we should off the TV. So in the mujalasat is zikr. Abu Hanifa meets Imam Malik at the door of the masjid. So they read the hadith to each other and they start the discussion of the hadith. The Fajr Azan goes and they do not complete the discussion of one hadith. Of one hadith. The entire night went. So, اطلب قلبك in the salasati mawatin. The search and do an x-ray of your heart. In this one occasion, you see, scan your heart and see what's going on. Then it says, in the simail Quran, at the time when you listen to Quran, one is to listen your own recitation. The other is someone else reciting. Imam took longer in salah. I don't know why he's reading so long, man. We all are reading wal asri in inna atayna. Or Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati. I can't concentrate in Salah. I don't know where my mind is going. Is there any shorter surah than that? That the ummah has reached this. So in the Sima'i Quran, Usman radiallahu anhu is reading Quran with her salah. In one rakat he completes the entire Quran. One rakat, the entire Quran. So in the Sima'i Quran, and the last one he says, in the awqat al-khalwa, when we alone, where my mind is going, am I contemplating, let me open the Quran, or me listen to some bayan or something, or let me read some tasbih, or let me do some good deed in the quiet. Wife is gone to her mother's house. I stole the opportunity, she's gone, I'm going somewhere else. What is happening to my mind? When I'm alone, I'm sitting alone, what am I thinking? Can I roll out the thoughts like a toilet paper and let my wife read and see what I think? Abu Rehana radiallahu anhu comes home. 3 months he spends in the battle. And he comes home and the night is set. The wife prepares the dish, they eat. And after Isha he says to her, give me a chance to read 2 rakat salah. He starts the 2 rakat salah. And she's waiting on the bedside. After 3 months, and the Fajr Azan goes, and he says, Salam. He says, Ya Aba Rehana, Ghazawta, Wa Raja'ata, Wa Ta'ibta, Wa At'abtani, Malaka Min Nasib. Abu Rehana, you went out in battle, you tired yourself, you came back home, and now you tired me, don't I have a haq? So he says to her, if I remembered you have a haq, but وَإِذَا قُلْتُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ فَتَبَيِّنَتْ لِي الْجَنَّةُ وَالنَّارُ وَنَسِيتُ كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ. He says, when I said Allahu Akbar, Jannat and Jahannam came before me, I forgot everything, even you sitting there, that you waiting. In the awqat al-khalwa, in the bedroom this was. Allah may tawbah, tawbah, what we do at the time when we are alone, what we don't contemplate. Sila bin Ashyam, he gets married. So his brother takes him to the bath. Hot water bath you take by the hammam. If you go overseas, where there's no showers in the house, so they take them to the hammam. So he took the hammam, the hot water bath, and he's given to his bride. He goes into the room, the bedroom is set up for the first night. So he looks at the room and he looks, and he says, okay, give me a chance to read 2 rakat salah. He starts 2 rakat salah. His wife sees him reading salah, she also reads salah. So Fajr time comes, he goes for Fajr salah. So his brother asks him, hey, you got married, first night, all okay. He says, yeah, I read salah, she read salah. He said, I did not get you married to read salah, all that. You're asking everything was okay. He says, no, when you gave me that hot water bath, then I thought that Allah says in the Quran, يُسَبُّ مِنْ فَوْقِ رُؤُسِهِمُ الْحَمِيمِ. We will pour hot water into their heads. It will seep through, melt their intestines, and they will come out through their feet. So that fright, and then the shock, when I saw the bedroom all done up, I thought of Jannat. For that I said, let me make one more sajda, and the sajda ended at Fajr Azan. Why is I reading salah, I'm waiting, when I complete quickly, I just want to go. Brothers, to lift this up today, what's going on? The doors of the heavens we can see is closed. No one can say that it's open. The flags will wave and the slogans will go on and the comments will go and the views and the hits will carry on. But are we opening the door of Allah, that Allah's help come with us, that we correct our life and we bring Allah's help? A shepherd, he strikes his whoop on the ground and the sheep, they come online and they march home. The shepherd blows one whistle and the cows come in line and they all start marching home. Allah cracked the whip of riots in this place. Allah cracked the whip of floods in this place. Allah cracks the whip of load shedding in this place. Allah cracks the whip of all that you've seen. Did we come in line? Our hearts have become stubborn. And we deprive those people sitting in that place, that we cannot now enact, or you say bring down the help of Allah to help those poor women who are getting raped and those poor babies that the blood is sucked up every day. my deed and your deed has failed to open the doors of the heavens. Allah give me tawfiq, Allah give us all tawfiq. Make tawbah, brothers, and let's bring down the help of Allah when we do that which Allah is pleased with. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.